It's Monday. It's the rundown. It is September 15th.
Yeah. 10th.
What is it?
Whoa.
10th.
I thought you were right. Nate started clapping.
When I heard like, cheer, I was like, wait a minute.
Way
now
to
I'm
go, Davey.
I was like, that's not
way
close.
Way to go, Davey.
New advertiser. The rundown is presented by Kite. Tired of your vape always dying or losing extra pods? You need Kite, a portable vape charger and pod case that's compatible with Juul. Kite will ensure you're always charged up by giving you vape three full charges. It also has three additional pods. I'm being told it's a revolutionary product. And my guy's vaping over there.
It's pretty sick. You can slide in your vape to charge it on one side, and then you got the pods on the other side. So basically you have everything all in a nice little contraption that you stuff in your pocket. You can vape all day.
And then
you
got the charger
here. I think
most
vape batteries only last like 30 minutes. So you're gonna need to vape all day, guys. Come on.
Get yours today at kitecharger.com. Get $5 off. How much do these things cost? Anybody know? How much does Kite cost? $45 to get five off. Kite products are not associated with nor sponsored by Juul Labs. Shout out Juul adding labs to the name there.
Yeah, it makes it sound very smart and fancy.
If Kite should just call themselves Kite Labs and have like a white coat on.
All the fancy shit goes on a laboratory.
Yeah.
So this is a good thing? Is this what you're saying? There's
boom, I'm charging.
Bam.
Oh, how do you charge? Oh, because it's powered up.
So you power it in here. It's
like,
kind of
like a Mophie for your vape.
You power it in right here.
So this
you
one
charge
has
it
no
up,
juice. That's it.
Oh, on the go. Was all
red
day.
Mean, red means you're low.
You're charging, yeah. You're charging it up.
No, red, well, red means this means just died.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, you get the two lights here out of four, so I'm halfway charged.
Yeah, I'm dead.
The whole thing.
Red means out. Got it. Red means you have no juice. That's actually cool.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like an iPhone, it doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there should be an automatic thing. Oh, wait.
Let's get to
that. So, yeah. All right. NFL. First day of the NFL, boys and girls. And what a day it was. Daniel. Oh, damn, Daniel. We'll start with you because you had what we thought the Bears, we thought the Browns would be the game of the week. No, save for Sunday Night Football. I actually went to bed at halftime. It was 20-0. I literally thought I went to bed. Aaron Rodgers is out for the season. We were texting.
Yeah, you get 20% blame for this because you fucking started smelling your T-shirt money, and you texted me in the second quarter being like, "We need more Khalil Mack shirts, stat."
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
you
then spent all of halftime.
Like, this guy
that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, that was as good as a half as a defensive player you can have.
I spent all halftime making Khalil Mack shirts. Only that, you go to sleep, Aaron Rodgers come back from the dead and rip my heart out for the 7 millionth time. I don't even like football.
No.
I'm done with this season.
Football's not fun.
I'm already talked myself into next Monday night, Seattle, at home, Soldier Field. Biggest game in Bears franchise history.
We
set you back 100 years last night.
That's what I've decided.
We basically hired like two designers because I was so desperate to get. I was like this girl who's like a sophomore at Bowling Green. Like I basically told her to quit college to design me Pac-Man Khalil Mack.
And you woke
just
up.
Khalil Mack.
I was like that
is,
hot.
Do you know the best part is he woke up in the morning and like first thing he did was go check see how many Khalil Mack shirts.
Literally, I was like they're not even up. What the
fuck? Welker texted me.
I was so mad.
Welker texted me.
I had no
at
idea.
11:30 after the game, he goes, "Hey, do you still want to put on the Khalil mattress?" Like I don't think so.
I think we're all good.
I think we're gonna go.
Man, you are
night.
A son of a bitch.
We had this.
Just one thing and one thing matters. That's
it's just so
it.
It's so impossible. Like I'm used to Aaron Rodgers like tearing my heart out, but the fact that he was on a cart,
yeah, man.
Like, I mean, he was done.
I was thinking MCL, ACL.
It was
all over.
His reaction.
Yeah. I even sent a fucking tweet that I didn't mean, being
like,
I don't
want to
for injuries.
We can beat him at full strength.
That's the worst
okay,
tweet
dickhead.
I've ever sent in my life. Yeah. Being like, I want to beat being the best is so overrated. I want to beat Deshaun Kaiser. I want the Bears to fucking win a game.
You just want to win. Just beat. That's it.
I literally woke up. I saw the Monster of the Midway shirt. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yes, it is awesome.
I went right to the store. I'm like, how many do we sell? I didn't see it. Then I went to the store thing. I'm like, it's not on sale. Then I went to the website and saw a Liz blog with, like, I thought it was an obituary, like a queer, like, thank you for the career to Aaron Rodgers. And then I went to check the score, and I saw they won. Everything happened really quickly. And then I saw Eddie's videos, Barstool
Eddie's
Eddie,
a real G. I fucking love him.
And those two videos back to back.
The best was at the end of his first halftime video, he's like, we just got the second half, like right as it ends. No problem.
One of those unintended genius moments, too, which I know we didn't plan out, is the first video is so bright, mm-hmm. and the second video is so dark.
And it just, oh my God, it's like, he came back and you could actually see, I think I tweeted something like, is Aaron Rodgers Wolverine, what the hell? That was the moment where I was like, because he came back, you're like, okay, one leg, we're up 20, we're fine. Then he scores the touchdown, and you're like, or do they get a field goal or something? You're like, okay. This is fine. We like if we score one touchdown, we're good. And it just never. Right. Kyle Fuller drops a pick. We don't go for it on fourth down. We throw it on third down. Fucking Randall Cobb, just everything. And then Liz, I can't handle
Yo,
this. She came over to my desk
Liz
today and she
is
goes,
the worst kind of.
You guys
fan
have
Barstool.
A really good team.
Oh, I would rather this fucking guy like. She,
yes,
true.
I said that.
It wasn't. It,
oh,
it wasn't
I can't
I know,
do it.
That's
no, I can't do
it's
it.
Genuine. You guys would have won.
I can't
it's genuine.
Do it.
She actually is
yes.
genuine like that. It makes
she's
you want
like,
to
we got lucky. Ball. You guys have a lost. Really good team.
What was that? I mean,
you should
a
be proud.
Samuel didn't drop the pick in the end zone.
I would rather Dave laughing in my face. During the electric chair.
I said, Liz, just come
like,
up to me.
I would so much rather that than
yeah,
this shit.
Just, I was like, Liz, just come up to me, say the Bears will never beat the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is your
so
daddy.
Loser.
And I can say, fuck you, Liz, and we can go about our way.
She said she didn't make a video like Eddie because she was crying hysterically.
I was really upset. Also, I don't feel.
Did you cry?
Of course I cried.
She said she was a mess.
Of course I cried.
That wasn't like a spig, like. It was a spectacular finish, but that game was horrible.
Did you, oh, wow. Wait, we really needed a video.
Did you cry twice? Did you cry when he got hurt and then cry when they won?
No, I didn't cry when they won.
Wait.
I feel like we just barely escaped
that
game.
That's what I said. That's how you make a name. A hysterical
Well, I understand that now. I wasn't even focused on anything besides just being completely miserable and upset. I saw flashbacks to last year, and I was...
Dan, it was a good game, man.
The Packers could have gotten Khalil
Team's
Mack,
good.
And they didn't.
The squad looks good this year, guys.
That was...
The squad looks...
I'm so happy because...
It's good news for you for the next 6 years.
Stop!
I'm for you.
Kevin's tweet before... The whole thing worked out. So like, it couldn't have been more perfect. Perfectly awful.
It was,
Kevin's tweet
it was
being like,
me.
We're brothers in arms in embarrassing
it was great
prime time games. But today, the Bears are going to fly and be
I'm so
be
happy
a different
that that
team.
I let myself try to do some confidence and optimism in football for one day, and you took it away from me, and I'm so happy.
I'm
back to where I was now.
I was very close. I didn't send it. I almost did a Bears-Patriots like Super Bowl.
Dude, they were so good in the that first half is like a time capsule.
This team could beat
my
anybody.
Text messages are such a joke looking back. Like, all my friends are like, oh, this is a 10-6 team. This is fucking awesome. Awesome. I listened to Chicago Sports Radio this morning, and we're already doing the should Chase Daniel could have won that game.
Get rid of Mitch.
Even though I think we're still a good team this year, like it just you can't.
Oh, and then,
you can't outrun who you are, and like the Chicago Bears will forever be the team that wants their backup quarterback.
How much hope did you get with Clay Matthews? A little bit.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think I said it. I was like, we're driving now, boys. Like we're going. Cody Parkey.
That was the next like a last little kick in the dick.
The other hilarious game were the Browns, who stage a furious comeback and then had a blocked field goal to end in a tie. So they still don't have their win. Everyone's confused. The Bud Light that's under the chain that like only break if they win. That doesn't get broken. We actually put, I don't think anyone will buy it, but it's a hilarious shirt.
Oh, Jeff Lowe's shirt. So
21, funny. Yeah, the 21-7, 21-21 shirt mimicking the Patriots, the 28-3. The video, and I tweet, and everyone knows, I love the Patriots. Like, I basically would kill somebody for the Patriots. There's a part of me, when you see that video of the Browns after they get the Roethlisberger interception, literally going crazy, hugging each other, strangling.
Just giving the finger
to
the
camera.
That moment that these Browns have where they think they're about to win a football game, it's beautiful. Like, that's why you are, like, that is genuinely, that could have been like, an Israeli and a Palestine who both like just killed each other's family, but if you're both Browns fans, you hug each other, right? Like that is so how perfect. Excited they were.
And the stat, best Browns start to the season since 2004.
Yeah.
They got a tie.
And that 131-1.
Oh.
If your record in your last 33 are 131-1,
the world works.
You almost
just
have to retire.
Yeah, this is like God has a sense of humor.
Yeah, right.
To be like, right. The Browns are not going to win a game for an entire year, and then the first game tie. And this next season they tie.
And it's just, I mean, the Browns fans got to be, I mean, yeah, you tied there, obviously. The way they did it, I mean, the game was over. But yet at the same time, there was no way they were hitting that field goal.
Would you rather have just lost?
Yeah. No. If you're a Browns fan?
You want that tie?
No, the tie was, I mean, they showed improvement, but the tie was also gut-wrenching.
I know, but it's like...
You gotta walk before you run.
They have actual, like, talent this year, so you're like, no, like, it's not worth losing anymore. It's not worth tanking.
Oh.
But, I mean, it sucked. That sucked yesterday.
No, I don't even mean from that, from, like, a tanking point of view. Just from, like, in a... Like a storyline point of view, like another loss would have just been like the Browns lost, but
no,
now it's this like preposterous tied story.
No.
I'd love to tie the Packers. It'd be awesome.
Anything other than an L. Yeah.
And we'd be remiss at least not to get a shot of Stephen Cheh, who's walking around here with his chest puffed out to like the moon.
He said it was a big day in the Cheh household, like a baby was born or something.
He released his bold. That's what he called him. His bold. Preseason predictions, and he has the Bucks, I think, going 10-6.
9-7.
9-7.
Well, I mean, Fitzmagic put up like 100 points.
48 points.
And side note, the Buffalo Bills. You want to talk about how bad.
No, they might not win a game.
They may be the worst team ever.
I thought that score was like wrong.
That's bad.
I couldn't believe it.
Instant.
Real bad.
Instant
carnage. Real, real bad.
I mean, it was instant.
Yeah.
It was instant.
Yeah.
That was an absolute massacre. That was like a true massacre.
They were down 40 points. There was 11 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, that doesn't happen in the NFL. Like, you don't blow teams out like
it's
that.
It's impossible. Whoa.
Tommy,
come on. I don't,
was that me?
Is that a ghost there?
I guess I should mention the Patriots. Business as usual. I mean, they are the same team. They look the same. The Patriots look just the same every single week for the past 15 years.
Yeah. Boring.
I mean, it's just like, all right, we're going to go just beat somebody, and who's next? We'll beat you, too.
You ready for Sam Darnold tonight, prime time?
Oh, yeah.
I really was. I was like, this is going to be different, and then Mitch had that opening drive. I was like, see? Mm-hmm. This is what I'm talking about, and now I'm less confident than ever.
Yeah.
I went from pessimistic to a little bit of confidence to all the way back.
The Lions are going to embarrass you
guys. I mean, in my mind, the Jets are already 0-4, and there's blood in the water, and the media is going crazy. Like, get my hopes up? No way.
Did you see huge news? Tune in for right after the rundown tonight. Barstool Sports Advisors bonus Monday night picks, but Davey Pageus has, he didn't say sorry, because I don't think that's in his dialect,
right.
But he said the Jets were, in fact, a frisky team last year.
Well, a little backtracking, Portnoy.
If you were going to say they're frisky, then the Browns are frisky.
You looked at the stats, and you admitted that the Jets were frisky.
And so were the Browns. That was my point. On to college. Great game in college. A&M versus Clemson highlighted the weekend. I don't know if Casey wants to talk about it, but A&M losing at the end.
Oof.
They went for two. Interesting. I'm still not sure where these teams will shake out, but you can't miss the 26-yard field goal. You can't miss. I know to like put it on one thing, but you don't pull those out. I told you. I texted you right away. It's like you don't win games that way.
Well, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, they would have won. However, the touchback rule is the dumbest rule
Why?
In football. Because I think it's stupid.
What do you think should happen?
I do think it's dumb as well.
It is dumb.
Well, what do you? What
I think
what
you should, you should get it at the. You should have to take it back out at the 20 or
first
something.
First down.
Yeah. If you.
You shouldn't lose
fumble
the football
out of the end zone.
I have no
you should
problem
have
with
to
it.
Go back to your own like 20 or 30.
It's one. I see what you're saying. It happened to the Jets a couple times last year, and it's infuriating. But the alternative is like you have to make up basically this wacky scenario because otherwise it just is the rule.
Well, it's kind of
it sucks when it happens to you. It sucks.
Here's but it's like, it was a touchback. He did fumble into the end zone. The pile on camera showed that. But I just think it's a dumb rule. Like just to hand the ball over to the other team like that's stupid. Like,
if you fumble out of the sideline, you get the ball right at the sideline.
Yeah.
If you fumble out of the end zone, like it should be.
I'm
cool with the being penalized. I don't think you should lose the ball.
It's such a reward for the other team for maybe not doing anything.
Like, if it was on, like, the half-yard line, you get the ball there.
Right.
But all of a sudden,
that's, I mean, that's
and
just,
it's a rule. Actually, it's
like,
if you hit
a home run in baseball, it goes over the fence, you get four bases. If it doesn't,
that is not the same.
But
Well, clearly, one's baseball, one's football.
But that's just the a horrible I love analogy. Like some of the best plays are when a player reaches out for the goal line.
But so I hate when they do that. I hate that.
That's the best.
That's one of my pet peeves.
But
when
that's
guys,
great. But imagine if you reach out for the goal line and you fumble out of bounds, but then you had to take it all the way back to the 30. Like that's a pretty big penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Without
There's
losing the ball.
There's a middle ground.
Right. Like you don't lose the ball, but you have to go back to the 30.
I think I understand what you guys are saying. I have no problem with the rule.
Well, at the end of the day, it didn't really matter. I mean, that sucked, but they should have made the field goal. Right. There was a couple of huge plays that they gave up, too. So it wasn't just the refs fucking them over. They lost that game, too. But they looked really good.
Yeah.
Well, they did look good.
We shall see. Also, we've always talked, the announcers, just the camera crew, they find the one hot girl, and they, like, put her on.
She was
like,
rocking.
Yeah, very pretty.
The other thing is...
That's the Casey of, like, 2018, yeah. And then she'll be on TV every game.
By the way, you know what? We'll save it for the college football show. I have a point I need to make about those stupid Yale guys.
Oh, the Yale? Yeah.
How can you say A&M? How you say A&M is not a weird school when they got the Yale guys, the Yale
leaders?
They're literally called the cheer squad.
Save this for the show.
Yale leaders, yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a weird school.
So you're not going to talk shit about the A&M ring this week? You're just going to find something else to talk about?
No, I moved on. How gallant of that is it me, Dave?
What?
A&M was so impressive against Clemson. I said I will not make fun of the class ring for an entire week.
Oh, that's good.
So now you're just going to do the Yale, which is fine. Save it for the show, though.
I picked A&M in that. We'll get it. The blue turf is back.
Herm Edwards.
Leave it on the grass.
Wow.
Leave it all on the grass, man. Leave it on the grass. Leave it on the grass, man. Leave it on the grass.
I was wrong. I mean, Michigan State
doing Herm things.
Michigan State, I don't like. They should have won that game 7 different ways, but
leave it on the grass.
Yeah,
leave it on the grass.
He's special.
Also, Scott Frost, I'm not really worried anymore about Nebraska because he's a big time dumb dumb.
Oh, Rico, he always texts me mid rundown on these days. He wants everyone to know 9-4 plus 14.9 units.
Great. So now I'm only down 44 units if you count 2016 college football season.
Serena Williams. Well, this is brought to you before you get to Serena. This is brought to you by SeatGeek. Code Rundown. $10 off your first ticket order. That is SeatGeek, the only tickets that we use here at Barstool. Again, the code is Rundown. You get $10, not one, but 10 off your first ticket order. Serena Williams. This is huge news. And I guess I totally didn't understand what happened when I wrote Tennis is Stupid. So I wrote a blog on this. This is actually in a bar watching college football. And the Serena thing like became the number one thing. I felt like it was in a different planet. Mm-hmm. Everyone watching it very closely. So if I'm understanding this chain of events, which I believe I am, the first thing that happened is she was talking to her coach. And the coach gave her a signal like thumbs up, thumbs down. Which is illegal, which is my whole blog. I cannot believe you can't coach in tennis. Yeah. That is crazy.
Mid game or whatever, right? Like you're allowed to coach.
Just let them have coaches. Who cares? How is that going to really? And look at
tennis lurking.
Lurking. Yeah. Keep me honest. So far, I'm right.
She was doing this. He was doing this to like come in.
Correct. Which is crazy.
Every coach does it.
The fact that it's even illegal is dumb.
So wait, coaches do it, but they just don't call that?
Nadal's coach does it. Every single coach in every match will coach them at some point. The coach said he was like, they interviewed after, he was like, yeah, I was coaching.
So this ref, this judge, whatever, decided to call that just because...
Well, all right. Well, he admitted it. And then Serena, if I'm understanding, is like, I wasn't doing that. I wasn't cheating. I don't have to cheat to win, even though theoretically...
She did.
By the book, she was cheating, but stupid. It's not a real cheat.
So
thing.
She didn't know that she was given a code violation then. She thought he was just like warning her. And then when she slammed her racket, that was another code violation, which made her get the point deduction, which is like ridiculous to.
But then
take away
she lost the whole game, right?
Then after that, she kept screaming at him because she didn't know that she was given a violation in the beginning for the coaching.
So she thought she had one more violation.
Right,
because
when you slam your racket, you get a code violation. She knew that, like that should be just a warning. Everyone does that, but she didn't know that she already had a violation because this asshole umpire already given her one. So then when she went berserk. That was like, she took away a game, which has like never happened before, especially in the finals. Like, you don't do that. Right. She was a game away from losing.
And then she turned it into
basically a very sexist issue, which I think you can make a case for.
Yeah. But can I ask a question?
Yes.
Was she going to lose anyway? Yes.
She was getting completely outplayed. But I mean,
that's where my problem comes in. I think she's absolutely right that Nadal and Federer probably don't get these code violations, and there's some bullshit behind that. But I feel like she had a little bit of a temper tantrum when she knew she was losing. Lose.
That girl was fucking smoking her.
And
Osaka was never going to lose.
She took her moment away.
She ruined that.
Yeah, completely.
And then she almost like was patronizing when she grabbed the mic. It was like, don't boo anymore. But then that girl, Osaka, like crying on her own and apologizing.
She almost felt guilty to win the fucking US Open.
She apologized to the fans, like, I know you were rooting. Fuck that. You gotta,
that's she's 20 years old. She's like the quietest girl in the world.
And I know she's like very overwhelmed. Yeah. But I mean, you should never apologize for winning.
For sure.
That's my problem.
I could see that though a little bit. You're 20 years old. That's your idol, right?
Serena was going to lose anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And then she did the meltdown and basically changed the entire story.
And then there is a lot of tennis people were saying, like, we've seen Nadal and Federer do these things and that things, and that would never be called. But to turn it into that much of a sexist issue when it's like, people get fucked over in sports by the refs all the time, and that's like a sports issue to me. I don't think that needs to be called into a sexist issue.
Yeah.
I guess the argument he made,
I just thought it was dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all of it. I actually do think there is a degree. I don't think the ref was consciously doing
what I mean,
but he's not doing it to the men. But then Serena, at some point, I mean, yes, it shouldn't have been called in the first place, but she acted like a lunatic.
She's done this before.
She's so beloved. Yeah. Everyone like defends her when she acts. Like, I watched the clip. I was like, yeah, I don't really know the context. I don't really understand tennis. But she was
crazy.
Acting crazy.
Yeah. And she you owe me an apology.
She was taking the moment away. Like, and guess what? When John McEnroe does it, he's acting crazy too. Like, there's a certain decorum. It's a gentleman's sport.
It's tough for me to, when she grabs the mic and says, let's not boo, let's not make this a thing. It's like, you made this a spectacle.
Right.
And you that's because she was getting her ass. Or
exactly. That's my problem. Yeah. If it was an even, if it was like a back and back, neck and neck game, I'm like, you know what? The ref really fucked her, but she was getting her ass kicked, and then she had a temper tantrum.
Well, she wouldn't have had the temper tantrum if it was closer. She was
correct.
Winning. She would have been. She knew she was beaten,
my problem. That's the only part that I have.
I agree, but there is truth to what she said. It doesn't take away that, despite all of that, it was probably still sexist.
Correct.
Bigger troll, Dez Bryant, Lavanian Bell.
Lavanian Bell.
By the way, if I was a Steeler fan, I would never take this guy back.
He is by far the bigger troll.
I mean, to do that little look.
Yeah, because
thing. And by the way, Connor had like a really good game.
Yeah, this isn't even a question though, because Dez Bryant got cut, so he has every right to do what he wants.
And he's not really trolling per se. He's like saying it straight
up. He scored 8 points.
For Le'Veon Bell to be like. To do the emoji and then be like, no, I just have never seen a tie. That's all.
Yeah, you're on the team still, dude. You're under contract. Yeah.
I don't know how anybody could ever want him back in Pittsburgh. I will say I don't understand the Dez Bryant thing at all. And I'm not, I mean,
he's old.
He just stinks?
Well, I think he's not as good as the perceived problems of him in the locker room.
The juice ain't worth the squeeze.
What about Bailey, the kicker? Why isn't he in the league?
I don't know.
Wasn't he the best kicker?
I never understand what kickers, like, all of a sudden.
Wasn't he, like, the best kicker in the NFL?
I think statistically, he, like, is.
Oh, he's injured?
The Jets brought him in for, like,
The Jets brought him in, and the thought is that there's something wrong with one of his legs.
Got something wrong with one of his legs. That's Jack Mack with the breaking news.
I think Dez will end up on a team this year, though.
Well, he's basically straight up on the Patriots. Yeah. But that's a team who I think is, like, we don't need that.
No, I don't think that's it. I think the Patriots will take guys like that if they think they can help.
Well, usually
those guys
just fall in line, too.
You're right, exactly. Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, you name it, they've done it. This cheerleader fight, upset of the century. I mean, upset of the century.
We've been doing this for how long? That fight ends the same way 1,000 times out of 1,000.
Yeah, this cheerleader was not fucking around. And
she had the lower ground, too. I mean, against all odds, she won that fight.
She worked this girl. This is Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson territory, really. Mm-hmm. I think if you're betting on that, FanDuel, they get their new bookie up and going, their new sports book, which
I was
there.
We'll be there Saturday.
And I was there this weekend.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I went on Sunday to try to make videos.
We'll be there Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to be there Saturday doing live the 3 o'clock games.
I think there's a big game. Oh, I think LSU-Auburn.
That is a huge game.
Yeah, it's an afternoon game.
Yeah.
So we'll be there
That'll be very exciting. Anything else post show?
Oh wait, we didn't talk about that fight. Did we?
The cheerleader fight?
Did we just say?
Well, we just said
did
that.
Did you have more to it?
Oh, I was going to say, do you think, I feel like this is a big come up for, cheerleaders are like almost a dying breed. Do you know what I mean? I feel like they used to be.
Well, I'm talking about dying breed. Miss America was last night.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's wow. A single tweet.
Yeah.
Now that's a shocker.
What yeah. channel? Like,
it was who on won? Like Fox usual, or something. Miss Michigan, shit. I think.
Wow.
Miss Michigan took it.
Whatever you, I was going to say about the cheerleader, it doesn't matter anymore. That's, yeah, that's fucking yeah. wild.
Were you not tweeting?
No. I was watching the football game.
Thinking of all the money he's going like, to make
why,
from Clip
Match. Why is there no hype around it this year?
Miss America, by the way, Miss Michigan. Her like sentence was, Michigan, we have 84% of the drinkable water in the United States, but none for our residents. Yikes.
Yikes.
Right. Miss New York one. Oh. Nia Amani Franklin.
That's what's up. New York dominating.
I didn't, not only was it, I didn't see any, like, I saw
you
it on the,
you're all over that,
I saw it on the guide, just, like, and then I just started watching the football game, and then I was
not
tired.
A great sign for the pageantry world.
It's over.
That's it. That might, the world just doesn't.
Why would
anymore.
They go against week one of
it's
the
crazy.
NFL?
Crazy.
That's insane.
Crazy.
I guess they just think that there's no overlap anyway. So like.
And by the way,
care,
when Miss America is on and Gambling Dave, I don't feel like they usually go week one. They must always go later because Gambling Dave is usually retired by that
yeah.
point. But
yeah.
when Gambling Dave's live, no good shot. Luck no. getting him to change that channel.
Yeah. Did you take the Bears last night?
I did not. I took the pack.
Man.
You went against the five skull. NFC
yeah,
North
well,
lock
yeah,
of the week.
Yeah, I did. I wish I did.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, we're gonna have the tonight's locks.
Yeah. Right,
right
now.
After the rundown. Yeah. Right,
right
now.
Now.
Right now.
Right now.
So you want to talk about your big the show? I mean, Francesa, the TV debut.
Oh yeah, Francesa was hilarious.
Stunk.
His
it wasn't great.
Outright loser -9 favorite. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, Tommy that's too. Your survivor
Tommy.
Pick.
Survivor.
I got a buyback,
you lose
so I'm still in.
One?
Yeah, but they have a buyback, so I might.
Well, you
as well
lost.
Well,
you
I'm
pick?
Still in.
You pick? The Saints.
Oh, that happened to Frank the Tank as well. Frank
yeah.
the Tank
I don't think Frank the Tank has buybacks based
no.
on his
yeah,
Twitter
he
reaction.
Was not.
Well,
happy.
And Tommy
and
thought he
is.
Found like this.
There's the guy who's.
Look at this fit. You got to show the people. The V-neck too. It's just so cocky.
That hat
it
is
so
that hat
cocky.
Is really good.
Do you? Yeah, I was gonna say, is this always the Monday outfit, or a week one, or like what? When did you break
it's
this
a, it's
out?
It's kind of a special occasion.
Yeah,
I
okay.
mean,
like if they win next week, you're not
we're
gonna
we're
run
undefeated.
Back, will you?
I mean, we got a lot of plans, so we'll see. I mean, we're gonna take down the champs next
quarter,
Sunday.
Is there a quarterback controversy?
No,
there isn't. If it's Magic, it's your quarterback.
Yeah,
that's it. End of story.
Short term, yes.
Fucking little hands, Jameis Winston can't.
Get out of here.
What? He's got small hands.
I mean, long term.
He plays
there
is in
no
a swamp in Tampa.
This
guy's he's got
like,
small hands.
34, 35 years old. We
listen,
have a
ride
number
fits.
One overall
that's,
pick.
That's
ride
that's
fits
your
until you
best
can't.
Game that you've had probably in what?
Yeah.
Do you
highest scoring game ever.
5 years?
When
was the last time you felt good about the Bucks like that? Super Bowl?
Oh,
year?
No. He predicted them 9-7. He feels good about the Bucks every
year. Oh, felt great about
what, do you feel kind of stupid though saying 9-7 when this is clearly like a
maybe
13-3 team? Yeah,
14-2 maybe.
Maybe I will say that when I tweeted on my picks and I had the Bucks at 9-7, the top comment was almost immediately was Dan just saying, "Hey, I had the Bucks in the playoffs, crying face," and got an insulting number of likes.
You, which, I mean, it was Stephen Chase bold, as we said, bold.
Predictions.
Bold predictions,
yeah. Which are
actually see, not he's a bad.
Bold man. It's a good pay. That was my easiest bet of the day. I was all over the Bucks in that game. So
that's true.
Saints are, but unfortunately for you, I don't think it says anything about the Bucks. The Saints are overrated every year.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, I
grew up
40. Still put up 40 on them, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, like I said, the Saints stink. So
yeah.
All right, let's run down.